You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill gaming podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's July 10th, 2025, and welcome to episode 141 of Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill video game podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you my video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in just 15 minutes. Thank you very much for tuning into the show this morning. I hope you all had a nice 4th of July if you were partaking in the festivities. I was in my first ever parade this year. And let me tell you, being the one throwing the candy to the crowd is a total power trip. I mean, you want this Tootsie Roll? Prove it. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about Duck Detective, The Ghost of Glamping. But as always, we start the show by checking out some of the gaming news from this past week. And the fallout from last week's Microsoft layoffs continued this week, and it's been a sloppy mess. As the dust started to settle after the 9,000 jobs were cut, it's become increasingly clear that these layoffs were largely due to Microsoft's doubling down on AI, as they have plans to spend $80 billion on new data centers for the purpose of training AI models. And this is in spite of the huge concerns over the environmental damage that that can cause, and as last week showed, the impact on the workforce. And on top of all of this, there has been a flood of misinformation about the cuts and people trying to use this tragedy as some sort of ammo in their silly console war nonsense. A number of outlets reported that Romero Games had closed its doors after Microsoft ended their funding for an unannounced game that was in development. Romero actually had to come out and make a statement afterwards clarifying that, you know, despite the hardship obviously caused by this, that they were trying to shop this game around to other publishers and that the studio was very much still open for business. And then after a former Xbox employee came out and made a statement critical of the company's recent strategies, a prominent games journalist posted a story stating that Game Pass, you know, the Game Pass program was not profitable and that Microsoft was losing money because of it, only to have to retract it shortly after when it was pointed out that this is, in fact, definitely untrue. And it was just, it was one of many stories published that was just, it was using misinformation to attack the company. And listen, I'm not going to try and defend what Microsoft did. There are lots of reasons to be furious with capital M Microsoft. The people responsible for these layoffs can truly go to hell. But let's try to point the blame in the right direction. The game designers, the animators, the testers, the coders, they aren't to blame for this. The teams working hard to create great games aren't at fault. The people at Xbox trying to make gaming more accessible and more affordable for everybody, they aren't at fault. It is, let's be real, it's the greedy pricks at the top of the heap who are shoveling AI garbage on us and kissing the butts of investors who should be taking the heat. So let's maybe slow down with the speculation, misinformation, and clickbait headlines. What would you say if I told you that last week I played a cool 2-hour adventure game that has you solving mysteries as a grizzled detective and features the same deductive gameplay of the award-winning Golden Idol puzzle games. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? That might be worth checking out. Okay, so what if I told you that said detective was a duck? A duck who used to be a cop and is going through a divorce and is addicted to bread slices. And his roommate's an alligator. Yeah, now you're on board, aren't you? Duck Detective, The Ghost of Glamping, is the second game in the puzzle series from Berlin-based developer Happy Broccoli Games. I hadn't played their first title, Duck Detective, The Secret Salami, but I've seen the series come up across my feed so often in the last year that I had to give it a try. And I'm very happy that I did, because not only did it feature a smarter and more mature sense of humor than I was expecting based off of the cartoony screenshots, but it was a really fun, quick game to play over a single weekend. Sometimes you just want a game that you can, you know, jump into, have some fun, and be done with it in like a day or two. In this installment, Detective Eugene McQuacklin is dragged along by the aforementioned roommate Freddie Frederson to a posh camping resort for a few days of relaxation and to get his mind off of his troubles. When they arrive, though, they're introduced to an eclectic cast of characters, including Arnaud. He's a chess influencer. Of course, his assistant, Katya, Amelia, the camp manager, and Matilda, a high-ranking military officer on holiday with her son. And they all seem to be entangled in a mystery surrounding the nearby, creepy, abandoned sanatorium and the ghost that haunts it. It's all very Scooby-Doo-ish in a good way. So like I said, if you played the Golden Idol games or if you listened to me talk about them on previous shows, this game plays very similar to those. You progress through the story by filling out the blank spaces on a page that describes what happened in certain scenarios. Like, it's like blank stole a blank from Matilda because of blank, and you've got to fill that all in. And as you find clues and you talk to the people at the camp, you'll collect more words for you to choose from when filling in those blanks. You'll piece together, you know, people's identities, the motives, and what happened. None of the puzzles are like, you know, real brain busters. You won't be pulling your hair out like in some of the puzzles from Golden Idol, but they're just enough of a challenge that it keeps you engaged. The difference between the Idol games and this is that in those games, you're navigating the scene with a cursor, point-and-click adventure style, while in Duck Detective, you were freely walking around and exploring the areas, and although the environments are, you know, not that big and there's not a ton of them, they're still full of fun little details, and the art style is really cute. All of the characters are like little cutouts, like Paper Mario style, and they just waddle around the screen like, you know, like they look like little stickers. It's fun. And the entire game is voice acted, which is a nice touch, and they all do a really good job with their roles. Sean Chiplock, who played Rivali in the recent Zelda titles, plays the title role, and he does a really great job with the that grizzled film noir detective kind of a vibe. It's just a really cute and charming world to play around in. Duck Detective is light. It's breezy. You know, it's not going to take up a ton of your time, and it's not going to put your wits to the test. But it's colorful, it's charming, silly, and it's fun. A pretty good time for $10 in a couple of hours. bit of housekeeping to do before we say goodbye today. The show will be off next week while I am on vacation with my family. So no new episode next Thursday, but I will be back on July 24th with another brand new show. And my Switch 2 should be arriving today or tomorrow. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a lot to talk about then. Before I go, though, it's been a little while, so how about some dad jokes? What do you call a fish with no eyes? A fish. That one's stupid. My wife asked me if I'd seen the dog bowl. I told her I didn't even know that he could. Why did the lion have to go to couples therapy? He found out his wife was a cheetah. I was recently the best man at a wedding in Paris. At the reception, I raised my glass and said, "Eggs, bread, cinnamon, and maple syrup." It was a French toast. My wife told me to stop acting like a flamingo, so I had to put my foot down. I started reading a horror story in Braille the other day. Something bad's about to happen. I can feel it. Where do bad rainbows go? To prism. It's a light sentence, but it gives them time to reflect. My neighbor told me that he's mad at his wife for always sunbathing nude in the backyard. Personally, I'm on the fence. Do you want to hear a free roof joke? It's on the house. To start your own zoo, you apparently need at least two pandas, a grizzly, and three polars. It's the bare minimum. That one's my favorite. That one's really good. Okay, enough stupidity. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I really appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday, except next Thursday, wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. Until next time, be well and happy gaming.